let's review. Our share began with the continuation of the Mishnah. Shirashiv Gevayim in the Aretz Gimel Tvachim, Lo Yeshiv Alein. Roots that protrude 3 Tvachim above the surface of the ground, it is Aser to sit on them, because it's considered using a tree which is Aser. Roots that protrude less than 3 Tvachim are Mutter, because they are considered part of the ground. The Chacham prohibited using a tree on Shabbos, Eimish Tamshin Be'ilon, because of Gzeri Shem Yitlish, one might tear off a fruit, leaf, or branch. Itmar. Shirashi Ilan Haboin Milmala Mishloisha Litoich Shloisha. If roots of a tree reach 3 Tvachim high and then dip back down to within 3 Tvachim, Rabba Amen Mutlish Tamash Ben. Rabba says we may use them because anything within 3 Tvachim is considered part of the ground. Rav Sheisha Sama Osalish Tamash Ben. Rav Sheisha says we may not use them because Mikoyach Isra Ka'asi, they come from a part that is Aser. The Gemara gives 4 additional examples where this machlokes is relevant. When roots are shaped like a mountain peak, the main root goes up and smaller roots come out of it and go back down, similar to the previous case. According to Rabbi, we view each part separately. Whatever is above 3 Tvachim is Aser, whatever is below 3 Tvachim is Mutter. According to Rav Sheshes, the part of root below 3 Tvachim that comes from a part that is above 3 Tvachim is Aser. A tree growing in a ditch, or a tree growing in a corner. According to Rabbi, we view each side separately. We measure each side from where it begins to be exposed from the ground. According to Rav Sheshes, we measure 3 Tvachim from the ground on the lower side. Above that point, it is Aser even on the higher side, because it's coming from the lower part, which is Aser. Rashi points out that where 3 sides are exposed at a lower point and only 1 side at a higher point, Rabbi will agree that we go by the lower sides. A tree growing in a house, coming out through the roof, according to Rabbi, the part coming out of the roof is Mutter up to 3 Tvachim. According to Rav Sheshes, it is Aser, because it's coming from the lower part which is exposed in the house, and Aser. The Gemara cites an apparent contradiction. Tani Chada, Im Ala Mutta Leirid, but Tani Chada Aser Leirid. One Braisa says it is Mutta to come down from a tree on Shabbos, while another Braisa says it is Aser. The Gemara offers 3 ways to reconcile this stira. Kamim Bo'idyoim, Kamim Shechashecha. If he climbed the tree before Shabbos, he may come down, but if he climbed on Shabbos, he may not come down. When he went up to Isser, he's penalized. Kan b'shoyge, kan b'mezid. If he did not know it was Aser to climb on a tree, or he did not realize it was Shabbos, he may come down. But if he knew, he may not come down, b'mezid, he is penalized. B'kan tu shoyge, got to mezid kemifuki. One braisa holds that we do not penalize the shoyge, and one braisa holds that we do penalize the shoyge to make sure that the mezid is penalized. Rashi points out that actually both opinions, staying on the tree or coming down, are Aser, because either way, he's mishtamesh be'ilon. It seems from the Gemara that if not for the Knas, he would have the option of coming down, which is obviously more convenient. The explanation is because both options are halachically equal. On the one hand, it would be preferable to stay in the tree because he's committing the Isser b'shev al tasa passively by not acting, as opposed to coming down, in which he would be committing the Isser b'kum v'aseh actively. On the other hand, it would be preferable to come down from the tree because he would be shortening the Isser. Once he's down, the Isser is over, as opposed to staying there in which he would be committing the Isser all Shabbos. Tana Chada, Echad Ilan Lach, Echad Ilan Yavish, Betanya Idach, Be Yavish Mutter. There's a contradiction between 2 brises whether it is Mutter to use a dried out tree. The Gemara answers, Kamet Moisek Chama, Kamet Moisek Sham. In the winter, when dry and living trees look alike, it is Aser because of Maris Ayin, the appearance of wrongdoing. In the summer, when dry trees are bare, it is Mutter because the distinction is clear, provided that the dry tree has no leftover fruits or twigs that can easily fall off. However, Rav Bika Matzah V'Gadda Begeder, Rav prohibited dry trees as well as an additional safeguard where people are not learned and will not distinguish between the 2 cases. The Gemara cites 2 apparently contradicting braises. Tana Chada, Mutter Leilich Agabe Asav M'Shabbos, V'Tanya Idach Asur La'adam Shehalach Agabe Asav M'Shabbos. The Gemara first suggests 5 ways to differentiate between circumstances where it would be mutter or asur to walk on grass on Shabbos, but ultimately concludes, V'Idna Dekaiman K'Rib Shimon Kulu Shari. Since we pass on like Rib Shimon that Dava She'enim Eskaben is mutter, unintended consequences are permissible, it is mutter to walk on grass. The Gemara next teaches several points of proper etiquette with regard to marital relations. The Gemara then lists 10, and perhaps as many as 13 klalas that Chava suffered as a result of the sin of the Eitz Hadas. The Daf concludes with, El moli lo nitner Torah hayinu lemeidin. Even if the Torah had not been given, we could have learned positive midas from the animal world. We can learn tznius mechatul, modesty from cats who will only relieve themselves in privacy, v'gozel min hamala, to restrain from stealing from ants who collect food and do not steal from each other, v'arayis miyayna, moral behavior from doves who have only one mate, derech eretz mitarnagel, proper conduct and marital relations from roosters who first appeases their mates.